Hello and welcome to the University of Bristol Department of Hispanic, Portuguese and Latin American Studies podcast, where I, Matthew Brown, am talking with my esteemed colleague, Dr. Joanna Crowe, and we're going to be reflecting on the FIFA World Cup 2010 and the involvement of the Latin American countries. Hi, Jo, how are you?
Hi, very good, thank you, Matthew.
So tell us what you made of the involvement of Latin America in this year's World Cup.
Well, I mean, I think first of all, it was really notable that they were so present in the World Cup. No, starting off, you had seven participating teams from Latin America: Argentina, Chile, Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, Honduras, and Mexico. And that several of those, five of those, I think, got through as far as the quarterfinals. So a lot of people, well, I was in Chile at the time, not here in the UK, but from what people told me, a lot of people were talking about the Latin American teams here. Was that right?
That was right. All the newspapers went crazy for two or three days before the quarterfinal, saying how brilliant Latin American football was. And then after they'd all not done so well as they might have done in the quarterfinals, then they rather stopped that.
People soon stopped talking.
They did. So Chile did extraordinarily well for a little small unimportant country.
A little small unimportant country. And tell a lot better than lots of people were thinking. No,
that's true. What was it like being in Santiago while Chile were playing their matches?
There was a great atmosphere in Santiago. Everyone had the flags flying from their homes and offices and shops. The first match, I think, was one of the 7 o'clock in the morning matches, Chilean time. So people either arranged to get to work or school early to be able to watch the match, or arranged with their bosses or their teachers to be able to arrive late. And you could hear beeping of the cars from about 6 o'clock in the morning onwards. So no, there was a great, and just maybe in contrast to England, and I'm not sure. I think there was a real celebratory mood just to be part of the World Cup, because they haven't been in the World Cup since 1998. So they were happy right from the beginning, regardless of what they actually achieved. And then they went as far as not the quarterfinals, they got knocked out.
That's right.
In the second round.
By all conquering Brazil,
who were
all conquering until they met a decent team.
Yeah.
Apart from Chile.
No. And Spain, well, no, they didn't beat Spain, did they? It was 2-1.
Brazil, of course, were essentially flattered to deceive in the early rounds and then were rubbish.
Yes.
When they came up against the Dutch.
And I don't think Chileans even expect... I mean, Chile has never not beaten Brazil for decades in an international
competition. So they approach the match with an inferiority complex, expecting to lose, do you not?
Or just wait, like, or let's give it our all, let's see what happens.
What about Argentina? Diego Maradona, the manager, wonderful performances, Leo Messi, great goals, and then humiliated against the Germans.
Well, you probably know a lot more about Argentina than me. Argentine football, Maradona. You teach on him.
It's true. Well, I watched the Argentina-Mexico match in Paris in the Casa Argentina at the University of Paris with me and about 99 Argentinian students wearing flags and tooting vuvuzelas. And it was wonderful to be part of their passion. But Maradona is still an idiot.
But the team worship him.
And they didn't win the World Cup, and they're the best team.
They rallied behind him. They pulled off some great performances. We were in Buenos Aires, actually, for one of the matches. And it was brilliant because the whole place, it was just silent. The whole city, well, the whole city, I wouldn't know the whole city, where we were in Recoleta, it was just silent until a goal was scored. I don't know. I think maybe they did better than people thought they would initially. But some great early performances. The thing with Chile and Argentina is quite complicated, because often Chileans, well, you presume that Chileans would celebrate Argentina not doing very well, but of course Chile has an Argentine coach, Bielsa. So it was all a bit complicated. And likewise for the for Argentinians thinking about Chile, supporting Chile or not supporting Chile when the coach was Argentine. It's kind of interesting.
Sounds brilliant. Just briefly then on the other countries, Uruguay did amazingly well to cheat their way through to the semi-finals with the hand of God,
dirty
La Mano
team.
De Dios, Luis Suarez, dirty team in the mould of the classic Uruguayan hard-tackling physical force. Paraguay similarly did very well to get as far as they did without...
And they didn't cheat so much.
No, they were strong and they were a good, well-formed team, but they didn't have any... enough flair up front, which is what Uruguay had with Forlan, of course. Honduras, they came, they saw, they went home.
They're in the same group as Chile, I think, to begin with.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Mexicans looked great and unlucky to lose against Argentina. I thought they played extremely well.
Yeah.
So, overall then, the Latin American involvement in this World Cup in South Africa was a good, but
exciting,
unfortunately,
but then disappointing.
Didn't quite fulfil, and to have a final without a Latin American team in it, which is doesn't happen very often, was a great disappointment.
That's only because Brazil's usually in it.
Argentina, of course. And the next World Cup, of course, 2014 in Brazil. So the focus is really going to be on Latin America for the next World Cup. Mm. What are your early predictions for the next World Cup?
I don't have predictions, and I'd be biased having been in Chile. But what a lot of people were excited about in Chile was the fact that Chile performed a lot better than most people thought they would, and they're a very young team.
Mm-hmm.
So there's great expectation that in 4 years' time, they really, if they can sort out their discipline problems, they really will be able to.
What are their discipline problems?
Well, just when they really came up against it with Spain, I don't know if it. I don't know what the right turn of phrase is, but just started committing a lot more fouls. Mm. When they didn't have it under so much control, when it all started to go wrong, they kind of crumbled.
So when the World Cup's in Brazil, the Chileans much closer to home.
4 years more experience.
Should be looking at least for a quarterfinal berth.
That'll be my prediction.
Okay.
What about yours?
Oh, I think Spain will win again because fantastic team, great work rate, and.
But Brazil, I mean, the Brazilian team
Brazilians
in Brazil...
Brazilians will be under so much pressure at home. I think that will be extremely difficult to bear for a team, especially if it's composed of players who have left Brazil at a very early age and essentially live in Europe. I think it would be very difficult for them to assume the pressure from a home support, which is welcoming them back, and there's going to be 4 years of build-up to it. So I think that's going to be very difficult. One thing I might predict is that if they invite her, the star of the World Cup will again be a Colombian, Shakira, who was the highlight for many people of this World Cup.
With the Waka Waka.
With the Waka Waka and her performances in the concert before it started in the closing ceremony. So let's just hope that the Colombian team is there to accompany her in 2014. Pleasure talking about the World Cup with you, Joe.
Yeah,
and
me too.
We'll do this again in 4 years' time.
Great. Thanks
a lot.
You.
Bye.